I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi everyone, and welcome to Pixels, a podcast for the discerning gamer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this very special episode of Pixels or DTNS Labs or, well, something. It's probably going to be on both feeds, so we'll see exactly what we do with this. But basically what we're going to do is that Mr. Darling is a fifth grade teacher. Hey, Mr. Darling? Fifth grade? No, what did it? Is it fifth grade?
K through six, actually. I teach all the technology all over the school.
Excellent. And you sent me an email a few weeks ago and you said, hey, I have a few kids from... So how old are the children currently present in the room, roughly?
11 to 10.
Okay, excellent. So as you heard, Mr. Darlene sent me an email and he said, hey, I have a few students here that might be interested to talk about gaming. And I said, excellent, let's do that. And we have how many children are in here?
At least a dozen.
Dozen. Excellent. So I didn't hear. Can you repeat?
15, 16.
Wow, so many. So do you kids like games?
Yes.
Wow, that's super enthusiastic. I love it. So yeah, we're going to be talking a little bit about gaming with the kids, and we're going to try and get an impression, an image of what it is you like, how you think, what you think about games, what you think about the games you like, the games you don't like, etc. So we're going to be talking for about 20-25 minutes here. Mr. Darling, anything you want to say before we start? Maybe an introduction about the kids you teach? Anything you want to say to introduce the listeners to your class and what we're going to be doing here?
Excellent. So this is our fifth grade at Mount Alverney Academy, which is a small parochial school in Massachusetts near Boston. So we're here to talk all about gaming. I'll invite a number of voices throughout the show to talk about different things. They'll come to the front. We'll hear from one or two people maybe for each question. And they have a lot of really good thoughts about gaming that I've been hearing all year. So enjoy them.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for putting this together. So I guess we're going to have three sections to this discussion. It's going to be first a general set of questions and then maybe about specific games and then what you think about the discussion about loot boxes. And there might not be a lot to say there because, well, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. For those who don't know, my name is Patrick Beja, and I'm going to introduce myself to the kids now. I'm Patrick Beja. I am a podcaster, which is different from a Twitch streamer or a YouTuber. So I guess my first question is going to be, do you know what podcasting is, what podcasts are?
Yes.
Excellent. Do you know what podcasts are because Mr. Darlin explained to you what they are before we did this recording?
No.
Yes, kind of.
Okay.
No,
50-50. Okay, so some of you kind of knew, some of you knew a little bit. You're warming my heart here because I thought maybe you would only watch YouTube and Twitch. I'm guessing you watch a lot of YouTube and Twitch.
Yes.
I heard ninja. I heard especially ninja. For the people who don't know in the audience, ninja is probably the biggest Twitch streamer right now, and he streams what else?
Fortnite Battle Royale.
I think you like that game. We're gonna get to that in just a minute. But first, let me ask you. Do you play on computers, or do you play on consoles, or do you play on mobile?
Console, mobile, and PC.
Okay, there's one person who's saying console, mobile, and PC there. But mainly, it seems you're playing on consoles. What console are you playing on usually?
PS4, Xbox.
You have both.
Well, no, I only have PS4.
Okay.
But some of them have Xbox, too.
Okay, all right. Raise your hand if you have a PS4 at home. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Wow, a little bit over half. Raise your hand if you have an Xbox at home. Oh, quite a few as well. A little bit less, but still. Raise your hand if you have a Nintendo Switch at home. Okay, there's two people, including Mr. Darling. Excellent. Do you ever play on mobile? Raise your hand if you play on mobile. Okay, so it seems that there's the majority of you play on mobile on iPhone or Android. So, what is your favorite console or mobile? Which one do you prefer?
Console. But I play on PC.
But you also play on PC. Cool. I'm a PC person as well. Although, you know, I do have a PlayStation and an Xbox, of course, and a Switch. It's for work. That's why I have all of those. So you play on consoles. Why do you prefer playing on consoles rather than maybe PC or mobile? Does anyone have a strong reason for that? Okay, Mr. Darling, go ahead. You can select someone.
Go for it.
I like I'm more used to playing on PS4, and also I'm more used to playing on PS4, and I have like more games on PS4 than I do on PC.
Okay, that makes sense. That's a question I think I know the answer to, but do you prefer to play games alone or with your friends?
I prefer playing with my friends because I think it's more fun and I have more fun because like I can play with them, and if I need something, then they can help me with it, and it's more fun playing together.
I see. So do any of you play solo games, or do you only play games with your friends? Oh, I think there's a few of you who play solo games. All right. Which solo games do you enjoy?
Pretty much all the Battle Royale games.
But that's not solo, though. I guess, okay, so what you... Sorry, I think maybe I misunderstood your answers. When I was asking, do you like to play solo or with your friends, you guys understood that as, do you play solo in those multiplayer games? So you play against other people. What I think of when I say play a solo game is a game without other people in it, like a game where you play alone in a story, or you know, against the computer, stuff like that. Do you play any of those?
I do sometimes, yeah.
But it seems not very often.
No, more multiplayer games.
Okay, so multiplayer games is the main focus, and you play in squads is what you meant when you play with your friends.
Yes.
Okay. So a question that is that requires you to think about yourself for a second and how you view yourself. Would you consider yourself a gamer? Would you say to people that you're a gamer?
Not really, because I don't play all the time, but okay. I play sometimes.
Okay, so how often do you play?
I can only play on the weekends.
Ah, I see. So your parents will let you play on the weekends only. I see. And what about you,
Lacey,
young woman?
Do
you think you're a gamer? Would you consider yourself a gamer?
Not really, because like I have a Wii at my dad's house, but it kind of broke. So I just I just play on my cousin's one when I go there to their house.
Okay. But do you like it? I guess is another question. Do you like playing games?
Yeah, it's fun.
Okay. It's like, oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Like, she has like Mario Kart and stuff, which I play once in a while, but we mostly play like Wii Party, and we get to like make characters and stuff. And sometimes we make like really weird characters, and we like give them random names, and like we turn them around and like just do stuff so we can't see them until the end, which is fun.
Okay. So you enjoy playing the games, but you don't think of yourself as a gamer. If someone said you're a gamer, you would say, ah, no, I don't play too much, or I don't play a lot.
Yeah, I don't play that much. I just play once in a while.
So who here in the room considers themselves a gamer? Raise your hand if you do. Okay. Why do you think you're a gamer? Is it because you play a lot?
Yeah, I do.
How much is a lot?
Every day, I usually play about like 3 hours a day.
3 hours a day, okay. Well, that's...
But not during the weekends. During the weekends, I usually play the whole day.
Ah, I see. That's where the timing comes in. And your parents are okay with you playing that much? It's a lot.
But when we have to go places, yeah, they have to like get me off the game.
Ah, and do you go off the game willingly?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay. Excellent, because you respect your parents. That's perfect. Okay, so let's talk about specific games now. We're going to get to Fortnite very soon, but I want to ask, what was your favorite game last year?
What do you think?
I'd say probably the majority of the people in this classroom last year didn't really know about, like, Fortnite wasn't really around back then, and so I don't really know what everybody else would say, but I would probably say, like, NBA 2K or something like that, because I don't really know if some people play, like, PUBG.
Okay. Anyone else? What were you playing last year?
Last year I was playing, like, Madden and NBA 2K, like he said, and yeah.
Okay, anyone else playing sports game in the audience last year? Who was playing sports game last year?
Last year I was playing Madden, and I was also into Minecraft a little.
Oh, that's interesting. Anyone else who played Minecraft, maybe before and still now? Raise your hand if you do. Only three or four people. There's
maybe yeah, five a few or people. Six.
Maybe five or six. Okay, but not everyone was playing Minecraft. So most people, I guess, were playing. Who was not playing games at all last year? Raise your hand if you weren't playing games. Ah, okay. Hey, listen. No one put their hand up there. You were all playing games last year. I have news for you. I think you're all gamers. I think you are. So you can be okay with that, I think. All right. So what is your favorite game now? You can all say it together. One, two, three. All right, so it is Fortnite Battle Royale. For
I heard one Overwatch, Patrick.
Oh, really? Overwatch? Who said Overwatch?
Joe, you want to come talk about Overwatch?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to talk about Overwatch for a little bit because it's my favorite game. So what do you like about Overwatch?
Just the system of playing with your friends, cooperating with your team.
I guess there is that in Fortnite as well, but you prefer Overwatch?
Yeah, there's less teamwork in Fortnite. It's kind of just go off your own, tell what you're doing, and then go do what you want to do.
I see. How good are you at Overwatch? Do you play in ranked mode?
Yes.
Okay.
Last season, I was a diamond rank, but the new season is.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm going to say that I'm very proud of you because I barely reached platinum rank this season, or last season, actually. And now I'm back in gold rank. So you're much better than I am. So I'm proud and a little bit jealous, I have to say. Diamond is like, what, 5% of the player or 10% of the players are Diamond?
It's 25%.
I think it's Diamond. I think it's more less than that. I think it's 15. It's really good. Anyway, congratulations. Yes, go ahead.
Season 5, I placed Grandmaster. Like,
Grandmaster? Really?
A week. Season 5 Grandmaster for a week?
Well, yeah, there was a glitch where if you got 3 of your placement matches and you won straight, you could get into the highest ranked set.
Ah, I see. Well, still, that's pretty impressive. All right, well, really cool. I'm glad at least a couple of you played Overwatch. I like that game. I also worked for the company that makes Overwatch before, so I'm not very very objective on this. I'm a little bit biased. So now you'll play Fortnite. Why do you think Fortnite is so fun? Why do you, almost all of you, play Fortnite? Why is it fun? What makes it fun?
I don't know. Sometimes I don't play it.
Okay, but when you do,
another view might be.
I think it's fun because you get to play with your friends, and I just like gun games. I like games with guns.
With guns, okay, but there are other games with guns. I mean,
yeah, I like Call of Duty too.
Okay, but it seems you play Fortnite a little bit more these days, maybe. Do you have any idea why it's... Because, okay, let me explain for a second. From us adults, I think we saw Fortnite when it came out, and we thought, oh, yeah, you know, that's a cute game, but there's a PlayerUnknown's Battleground, which is already a Battle Royale game, and we didn't think that Fortnite was going to be that successful. But over the last few months... Everyone has started playing Fortnite, and especially younger kids like you. So I think we have a hard time understanding what makes it special and why you enjoy it so much. Because pretty much, as we said, every one of you, when we ask what's your favorite game, you know, we've been talking about a few things already. I've asked you a few questions. And whenever we start talking about Fortnite, I see all your faces light up and you smile and you're like, yay, Fortnite. So there's clearly something a little bit different about the game. Ah, no, there's someone over there who doesn't like Fortnite. I can see your face going, nope, nope, nope. So I think a few people might not like it.
Our one lady gamer is not a Fortnite fan.
I'm not a huge Fortnite fan either. So it's okay. but why do you like it? Why do you think it's so different and fun? Why did it become your main
aspect of like how you can build and how there's like stuff like launch pads. Like if you're in the middle of a huge battle and you just want to get out of the battle, you can use the launch pad and get away.
Okay.
I also like how there's a different variety of guns, like a bunch of types of shotguns. And how there's also like headshots and stuff. Like I know it's in all the games, but I like also how you can have shield and stuff.
So I guess what I understand from what you're saying is that it's a little bit the launch pad and the shields, and it's a little bit more crazy maybe than a game like Call of Duty. Yeah, is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Okay. Someone else wanted to say something, I think, Mr. Darling?
Sure. Go.
Another reason that Fortnite is so popular, that it's a free game, so anyone can download it.
Ah, right. I guess that we did understand. So that's something that you don't... Do you not need to ask your parents? You just download it, and that's fine. I guess it's easier to get. How did you learn about it? Was it because your friends started playing it and they said, go ahead, get it, and it's free, so it's very easy?
Yeah.
I see. Are there things that you don't really like about Fortnite?
Not really. I think it's all pretty good.
Okay. Do you like the fact that it...
Fortnite, right? You haven't played it. Okay.
Do you... Oh, I lost my question. Things that you don't like about it? No, so it's pretty fun. There is nothing you don't really like. Do you Oh, go ahead.
I kind of don't like that it glitches sometimes or lags.
Right. Okay, yeah, there are glitches. That makes sense. Do you spend any money in that game? Do you ask your parents for to spend a little bit of money in it to get the battle pass or... So just for the audio listeners, they're all doing the make it rain emote that I guess is from the game, right?
It's raining dollar bills in Mr. Darling's classroom.
Pretty cool. So do you spend money in the game? Do you buy the battle pass or some skins or?
I spend money, yes. And if I think the thing that I want to buy is worth it, I spend money. But I don't spend, like, a crazy amount of money. I just spend, like on a battle pass, I would spend $10 I think is worth it. And I only spend a little money. I don't spend too much money on the game. Because if I spend too much money, then if I start not liking it anymore, like I did with Pokemon, all that money, like goes to waste and I never use it again. There's, like, I could sell my account, but that wouldn't really give me as much money as I spent on it.
Right. And also you're not allowed to do that. So that's
I'm allowed to do it sometimes.
No, I mean selling your account is it supposedly you're not But okay, so you spend a little bit of money. The battle pass, for those who don't know who might be listening, it's a $10 a pass that you can get every season, so every couple of months. And you can buy some skins on top of that, and you're saying you do it a little bit sometimes. How much would you say you pay on top of the battle pass on skins and stuff like that every season?
So I pay the battle pass every season.
Right.
So like.
And the skins on top of that, do you buy anything? Yeah.
No, I don't pay for the skins. I just get the skins that I get in the battle pass because I don't think paying for the skins is worth it at all.
Okay.
Because they don't give you skins in the battle pass as long as they don't have the default skin.
Okay. Cool. Anyone else? What do you think? Do you spend the same or more or less, or do you not get the battle pass?
Well, I had the battle pass for two seasons, this season and last season, and I've only bought one skin in the shop, and then the rest are from battle pass.
Okay, so it seems most people just buy the battle pass. Raise your hand if that's what you do. You buy the battle pass every season, but not anything else usually, maybe a tiny thing. But okay, that seems like everyone. I see. All right, so we're going to move off of Fortnite for a second. I'm going to ask you, do you know what loot boxes are in games?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if you heard, but there was a lot of discussion about the loot boxes in the past few months. Some people were saying that they feel a little bit dirty because they force you to, not force you, but they encourage you to spend money, but you don't know what you're going to get. And some people were saying that it's a little bit greedy and things like that. Did you hear about these things or not at all?
Yes, sort of. Yeah.
So what do you think of loot boxes? Do you think they're cool, or I guess they're a little bit cheaper than a skin or a battle pass, but they also give you less and you don't know what you're going to get. What do you think of loot boxes?
I think as long as the items are only cosmetic, but if they give you an in-game advantage, then I think they should just remove them.
Okay.
And gain them through playing the game.
I see. Anyone else agrees with that assessment? Okay, it seems most people do. So the cosmetic things in loot boxes you're kind of cool with, but if it's an in-game advantage, that's not really cool for the game. I see. So let me ask you, where do you hear about new games? Is it like, do you go check out websites or social networks or from your friends? Where do you hear about new games?
I usually either go on, like, I have Instagram, Facebook, Twitter and stuff, so usually like I like scroll through like the things, and usually like on the App Store, like the PlayStation Store, the Xbox Store, and I go to like the top rated games, or my friends just like tell everybody about the game.
Okay, so but you don't go check out websites and stuff like that. It's social networks and the stores.
Oh, not really. Mostly just like Instagram and stuff like that.
Okay. What about the others?
I got when I went to buy my PS4 at GameStop, my dad signed me up for it's like a gaming magazine that shows like the new games and when they come out. Like that's how I learned about like MLB The Show and a few other games. And I also hear about it from my friends.
I see. So from the GameStop magazine is what you... Okay. What about the others?
So I hear a lot of it from friends and top rated on the Xbox Store. Also, I signed up for Steam News, so I get emails from Steam about the games that come out.
Okay, I see. All right, so I think I'm getting a picture here that it's mostly the stores, the social networks, and your friends. But no one goes to websites or stuff like that. Raise your hand if you get news from a website. There's one person. Okay, a couple. Oh, okay. 3, 4. There are still a few people who do. Okay, I see. All right, and I have one last question, and then you guys can ask me questions if you want, and girls. Have you heard... So there's one game which was really, really big. It's still pretty big, but not as much until, I guess, a couple of years ago. It's League of Legends. I'm wondering if you have heard or played League of Legends. Raise your hand if you have. 1, 2, 3, 4. If you've heard of it, raise your hand. Okay, there's 10 hands up. If you've played it, raise your hand. Only 2 people. Okay. The others, why did you not play it? Is it just something you've heard about but you were never interested?
Let's hear from Lacey. You can start talking.
Go ahead, Lacey. You can talk from here.
I heard of it, but it was kind of like, I don't really like games with like guns and swords and stuff in them, so I wasn't really interested, but I've heard of it.
Okay.
Like, I've seen on other games, they like give you ads so you can get stuff, and that was on a few of them, so that's how I heard of it.
Okay, all right, but it's not your style of game. I see. Yeah. What about the others? It's also not your style of game?
I just like, I've never heard of it.
I've
heard of it until like it came like not popular and people started talking about it. And then I didn't think it was interesting after I heard of it. So
okay. Anyone else?
I tried it one time at my friend's house, but I didn't really like it. So
okay.
I just never really started playing it.
Okay. So we said you've heard about Overwatch, about Call of Duty. A couple of you mentioned it. What about games like World of Warcraft or Mario or Tetris? Have you heard of them? Raise your hand if you have. Okay, many, many hands raised. Have you played any of those games? Oh, have you played World of Warcraft?
Yes.
Okay. Are you still playing World of Warcraft?
No.
Anyone still?
Yeah.
Joe?
Okay. Why did you stop playing World of Warcraft?
What? Sorry?
Why did you stop playing it?
Just got boring after a while.
Okay. That's fair enough. All right. Well, I think that's about all of the questions I had. Last one. If you had to choose the best game you have ever played, it can be Fortnite if you want, but just think for a second before you answer. Do you really want to say Fortnite? And if you do, then you can. What's the best game you've ever played? Let's hear it from everyone at the same time. It might be fun. Okay, in 1, 2, 3. Oh, okay. That was good. That was good. Who said Fortnite? Raise your hand. Just 3 people. 3 or 4 people. Who said Overwatch?
3 Overwatches.
Okay, 2 Overwatches. Who said something else? Neither Fortnite or Overwatch. Okay, let me hear which game you thought of. Mr. Darling, could you point to someone they can say their game?
I like
Call of Duty because I also like gun games. And I also like how there's a bunch of maps, and in Fortnite there's just one big map. And I also like how there's a bunch of more guns in Call of Duty.
So there's more variety. It's more different things. I see. Okay, someone else. What's your favorite game, Mr. Darling?
My favorite game is a Bacon Escape, which is a game on my iPad. And there's like, it's like this game about pigs, and they try and like escape jail and stuff.
Escaping jail. Okay, I see. Can you say the name again?
Bacon Escape.
Bacon Escape. Okay, cool. Who else?
This might come to a shocker to you, but my favorite game is GTA 5.
Yeah, you know, actually, I wouldn't think that that kids your age would play GTA 5. Do your parents know you play GTA 5?
Yeah.
Okay, and they're cool with it. It's a little bit violent.
I don't think so? No, not really.
Okay.
The only violent thing that's ever happened to me, I got blown up by an RPG, and it ruined my favorite car.
All right, cool. So GTA 5 here. Anyone else? Favorite game? Mr. Darling?
I like GTA. I mean, not GTA. Call of Duty Black Ops 3. And I like you get to, like, customize your guns and stuff and, like, make them, like, cooler and stuff. And, like, I haven't played the new GTA 4 part of it. Not GTA 4. Call of Duty 4. Black Ops 4. And I want to see if I can be able to play it when it comes out or anything.
Cool. Okay, so you're looking forward to Call of Duty Black Ops 4. Who else is looking forward to the next Call of Duty here?
Me.
Oh, 4 or 5 hands raised, maybe 6. Okay, a few more even. Is anyone raising 2 hands? Yeah, okay, so people are looking forward to Call of Duty. Do you think you will stop playing Fortnite when Call of Duty comes out?
Yeah. People are saying that Fortnite might die because of Black Ops 4.
Huh. Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. All right. One last person. What's your favorite game, Mr. Darling? Last person.
Sam.
So I personally, instead of Fortnite, I like Destiny 2. I like it because it's like a first-person shooter game, and I like those a lot. And I kind of like the adventures and how you can customize your character without having to, or you can choose a character without having to spend any money. And also, there's like a bunch of different things you can do, like a bunch of different quests you can go on in like different planets and trying to like save different stuff. And so I think it's just fun. And if you like get better, you can kind of level up and go to harder levels and get better guns. That's kind of what I like about Destiny.
I see. So there's progression. You can get better and better in the game. I see. Okay, cool. Well, thank you very much to everyone. Thank you, Mr. Darling, as well for organizing this. It was really interesting for me. So thanks for taking the time to answer, kids. And we're going to close the show now, and I will answer your questions afterwards in just a second. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.